mobile.
24 QHV and 4ZLK. Good evening. Good. My name is Shane. I think you're Nick. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't have my book with me, so I'm glad you informed me. Thanks.
We've spoken once before, and I've heard you on a couple times, but it gets pretty lonely out here this time of night. Not many people on the radio this time of night.
Yeah, I guess everybody's getting ready for the net. In a few minutes, you know?
Also, people that lead normal lives, you know, work and go home and eat dinner, get ready to relax for the evening, they'll have the radio on. So some of us are out here with the radio on anyway, just driving around.
Yeah, I went to Seneca this evening for dinner, one of my favorite places, and that's so nice. And we're on the way back home now.
For the missus there. I've been through Seneca a few times. I live up in Cleveland, up near Table Rock. But right now I'm driving, headed to Spartanburg, taking a load up from Granger down in Fountain Inn, taking it up to Spartanburg.
Where you at, Ben?
And then I'll head back to Greenville and then take a load down to Atlanta tonight. That's a little bit further. I work for UPS and started on the dock years ago and moved into package, driving the little brown trucks around, and now I'm driving tractor trailer for them.
That trailer is where it might be at.
It's probably the least stressful. And other than, I mean, it can be tiring, you know, being on the road all the time, but not as hard work and not as stressful as everything else.
What it would be like driving one of the little brown trucks.
This time of year it's warm and the wintertime is cold. You just got to dress accordingly. Of course, there's only so much you can take off and not get arrested.
Tonight and sleep in the day?
We do a 6-month stint and I can change. The daytime runs are more like you deliver bulk stops and make bulk pickups and have to get in and out more and scan packages in a trailer. So this way, at least I get to stay in an air-conditioned cab all night.
They ride pretty good, too, don't they?
Thing again?
Those big rigs ride pretty nice, don't they?
I mean, it's a little rough. You're going over bumpy roads if you don't have a heavy load. They've come a long way. I've only done this for 10 years now, but the tractors have really come a long way. The ones we had even 10 years ago were not near as nice.
My apprentice is coming over with her dad to check out one of the mews in the backyard.
I'm here at 85 and 385, and I lose the signal. It gets real hard to hit the repeater. Hope you and your wife have a good evening, and enjoy the contact. KQ4 QHV N4ZLK 732, you Nick.
Okay, KQ4 QHV 732 is you as well, Sean. Maybe we'll hear you tonight.